Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right, we're going to get to the phone lines, but quick update. Chris Russell walking around pissed off. He came in here to check in on B. Mitch, say hello, pay his respects. And I listen, left hand up, I'm going to confess something. I'm going to tell the truth Monday, right? Chris Russell's show actually starts at 1 o'clock. We always just joke that it starts at 2 o'clock. It's 1:03, and Rooster's just storming up and down the hallway screaming, "He always takes my bleep! Where is my bleep? He takes my bleep and doesn't put it back!" I don't know who
he's in my headphones.
I don't know who he is. I got a pretty good guess. Roost is hot. He was walking around like he was gonna very, very angry. So let's be sure to try to stay on top of that. Somebody stole Rooster's headphones and he's mad about it.
I don't know. I don't know, Roost. Who is it? He.
I got a guess. All right, we're gonna do the phones. We're going to go in chronological order. My man Shane is in Leesburg. Shane, how are you, dude?
What's up, JP, B-Mitch? I'm good, man. Just weird spot to be in considering last season. Didn't think the Cards were going to go. I got a lot to say, but I'm going to chop it up to a couple points. First, as a young fan who's 27 and everyone hating on keeping Jaden in there, it was a freak accident, dude. He was going to brace himself. It just didn't go the way that it normally goes after like 8 or 9, 10 times where he pops right back up. The defense getting blamed, coaches, front office. I don't know if the scheme that Joe Witt is running with our guys is the right one or if he's putting them in to succeed. But we look slow out there, and I know that, and I hate to say it, we do have the oldest team by age roughly, and a lot of that is on our defense. So I feel like that plays a part into it a little bit. But we also been hit with so many injuries that, you know, good teams that are Super Bowl caliber teams, I feel like always find ways to win when big guys go down. And we're struggling to find that, and I think it's because we don't have an identity like you guys were saying earlier in the program. We just don't have, like, that camaraderie that we all saw last year where it was any given Sunday we can go in and beat up on anybody because everyone didn't expect that from us last year, you know? But I'm curious to see what we do with young guys the remainder of this year and see who we can develop and see what we do with draft picks and stuff. I'm just curious on your thoughts, like, with now Lattimore and McCaffrey going down, like, what do you guys think we should do in the trade deadline coming up here? Do we make any moves? Do we just move on and hope for next year? But I appreciate y'all taking my call. Always a blessing, man. Y'all have a good day.
All right, man.
Thanks, bro. What do you think, B? Trade deadline is roughly...
I still don't think you're a buyer.
27 hours away.
I still don't think you're a buyer.
Hell no.
I think you got guys on the roster that can move in. Look. Noah's still here, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, Noah, IR.
Well, when is he going to be back?
If you got an answer to that.
I was thinking Noah could go inside, and you could probably throw Mikey back outside.
Are you saying Noah Igbinoghi?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Noah Brown.
Noah
is healthy and
so
available.
That's a move you can try right there. And then you got other receivers. You want to find out what Treylon Burks can do. He can fill
Made
in.
Made a nice catch last night.
You know, I think.
What if Ben Sennett gets more looks?
I mean.
More Jordan McGee.
Jordan McGee is getting more looks.
Right.
All right. But I'm looking at people in those two positions that find out what you have, because when you go into the draft this year in this offseason, you need to specifically know what you're looking for, at what positions and how. So there are guys on the roster and on the team now. You may come out of the rest of the season saying some people won't be back, and you move on to other people. That's what you guys do. Eventually, the evaluation process will be starting.
Aaron is in Suitland. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. B. Mitch, you are right on point. I blame 125% of the issues that we're going through with coaching and management, because they brought a bill of goods thinking that we were good and that we were ready to make it to the Super Bowl and make it further in the playoffs, and they sold it to us as the fans. You know, when we look at where we're at right now, have we progressed or have we digressed moving into next year? So we are definitely slower. And in the NFL, they always talk about it's a copycat league. You know, I think they should have took Daniels out because for the simple fact is I hear everyone say, you know, we take what the defense give us. Well, the defense gave them everything that they wanted. So that was the reason why we should have took Daniels out.
All right.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate you, Aaron. Yeah, I mean, you get the benefit of hindsight, but the Jaden injury is really insult to injury or injury to insult. They couldn't get stops. 28-0 in the first half.
That wasn't good.
Drew is in Tampa. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a lot to say, so I'll spit it out real quick for you guys.
Do your thing, man. You waited on hold. Your thing.
Yeah, frustration starts with coaching. I don't understand how in four games we have not sat any of the starters and started some other guys like Noah Eye for Marshawn Lattimore. I don't understand how in the first 4 weeks we had one of the best rushing offenses, and then we switch our offensive lineup and not go back to that starting offensive line that we had at the beginning of the season. The injury on Jaden Daniels is totally on him. I don't have a problem with Dan Quinn playing him in that moment. He's a young quarterback, but he also has to understand that he can't run the ball and put himself in danger every time. Maybe just hand the ball off or throw it out of bounds might be a better play in that situation. You're not going to win the game, but he has to get smarter. He's putting himself in too many positions to get hurt. And then Adam Peters, I don't understand how anybody in that organization looked at that wide receiver room and said this is a Super Bowl winning wide receiver group. The fact that we have no threats down the field at all, even when the season started, is a joke. This is not a Super Bowl contending team, obviously, but at the beginning of the season, we sure thought we had a chance. But I just don't understand how we didn't put more emphasis in getting Jaden more top-of-the-line threats, just like Philly did with getting A.J. Brown and some of these other organizations that go after high-caliber wide receivers. We have no one. So it's just very frustrating. The injury thing is what it is. Like that's the reason we're losing a lot of these games. But I just think we need some heads to roll and maybe start with the cornerbacks coach and maybe the defensive coordinator, and at least maybe see if we can start a fire of some sort in these guys to get going again. But, yeah, very disappointing. But Jaden's got to learn he can't be Superman on every play and try and win the game when we're down 30. So thanks for taking my call.
I don't think he was trying to be Superman on that play. I'm serious.
I think he was just playing his game.
He was playing his game, and he was throwing, and he landed awkwardly. I don't see nobody trying to do much at that play. But then later on, he'll do a play, and he'll go down, and there's going to be some fool calling in and say, well, he should have did more, should have tried more. It's like, you damn if you do, damn if you don't in this league. I want a guy with his fire. If he had been trying to run through some folks, I would say, oh, hell no, he can't do that. It was an awkward land. So that's why I'm not blaming him. I'm not blaming the play call. It happened. Sometimes things need to happen, and then you come out on the other side.
Our boy Los is on the line. What's up, Los? How's Severna Park?
I'm still recovering from last night. I did go to the game last night. So,
you stay the whole time?
No, I didn't actually. I left 7 minutes left in the third quarter. And
I don't blame you.
You know, I got back to my girlfriend's house, and she had Channel 4 on TV, and I saw, you know, all ears. You know, I enjoyed
how'd my
it.
Hair look?
And she looked great, man. It looked great.
Bang.
And my girlfriend got out of bed and was like, I'm going to watch this with you. I was like, I like JP. You introduced me to a whole another level. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. So look, Jaden Daniels needed to stay out there, okay? He's not ready. I'm not saying he's not that guy, because he is that guy. But he's not ready. He's not Superman. We're not supposed to have him go out there and do things that we think that he should be doing. You know, Jalen Lane was wide open in the end zone. The whole section was yelling, throw the ball. And when he threw the ball out of bounds or when he got tackled because he was running, we were all just like, holy cow. And I got mad. I said Todd Collins and Rex Grossman probably could have thrown that. He needed the reps. I don't care if we were down by 50. He needed the reps. And the one person that I feel more bad for is my girlfriend, because we started dating last year, and she saw the happy side of me. This year is a whole different level. Let me take up a call, guys. God bless. Right,
thanks, bro.
Hey, it's the ebb and flow of a season, bro. She get used to it. She probably already knew Los was crazy.
Just got this tweet from our friend Christo Doyle. He said, I think the key thing on the Jaden controversy is that the team didn't just fail to take him out in a lost game. DQ and company have not done a good job taking care of him. We could all see an injury coming, and that has fans thinking like RG3. I don't like the RG3 comps, but you do wonder with Jaden and understanding how rookie deals in football are advantageous, if they did enough to make this offense excellent. And maybe you can argue that they thought bringing Debo in what was really going to push them over the top.
Mm-hmm.
But they did draft a first-round tackle. I mean, they thought they built up this offensive line. You trade for a guy like Laremy Tunsil. I do wonder about the receiver room, because even with Debo, you did not have kind of like a veteran, established player. You tried a bunch of different reclamation projects. Chris Moore, Michael Gallup, like the guys that were in camp were not vets with real track records. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I'm not talking about spending top of the market, but they didn't even go middle of the market at the receiver position to add more, knowing you lost Zacchaeus, knowing you lost Diami. And maybe their thought was, you know, prior to last year, Zacchaeus and Diami were kind of the available guys that weren't breaking mm-hmm. the bank. We think Jaden can do it again, but it is okay to provide more to a stud young quarterback.
Yeah, I think their belief was, and they, I don't know if they feel they handled it properly or not, that you had Terry and Debo, and you could work from that. The Noah thing, they have to be thinking that he was going to get nicked up somewhere along the way, because that's what it's always been.
And he was nicked up in the offseason.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the Terry and Debo, I think that them not being here the whole time together is what threw a monkey wrench in
it. The Terry injury has really, really had a major impact on this offense. And what do you think is the future for Terry now, where we're looking at least Marcus starting some games here, and you're 3-6?
Well, Marcus is not to get the ball to him, too.
Yeah.
So
Steven,
you saw him in the game that the last game he was in. If you're a quarterback and you don't find him when he's on the field, something's wrong with that quarterback.
Steven is in Winchester. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Big fan of both of you. I'm sure, man. I'm listening, but I'm sure you both look handsome. I don't really know much about contracts, and I know that every time it's week 18, it's this guy has this incentive and that guy has this incentive. Is there anything that would entice a player to keep playing and be like, well, it's a week 9 blowout? I could maybe get some garbage time stats and that'll help me hit a certain incentive at the end of the season.
You're wondering what player might have incentives left?
No, I'm just saying, like, if I'm Jaden, it's like, yeah, it's a blowout. I shouldn't be playing or anything. Is there, I could, even though it's week 9, I could maybe get, you know, a couple garbage time stats to help get me to a certain incentive on a contract.
Nah. Jaden's on a rookie deal. That's not the case.
And incentives, he don't need incentives. He got a second pick contract.
Yeah, and
he's good.
Like, I mean, maybe incentives come into play week
16.
Is that
a way of trying to blame him for getting injured? Like he was trying to pad himself?
Not in the least bit. Not in the least bit. Just trying to empathize and, you know, understand why you would want to be in a blowout on week 9.
The reason that I would just give you my mindset. Whether we were winning by 30 or losing by 30, I did not want to leave off the football field because that's what I'm here to play a football game. And if you ever get in the mindset of just checking yourself out of games, you're going to check yourself out of the wrong game. The mindset of the player is I'm going to play. And I think the coaches and the other people, you could tell me I can't go play, but I'm going to want to play.
I mean, think about Anthony Richardson checking himself out because he ran down the field.
And that's probably why he's not in the league
now. He's been back on the field.
You don't ever want that to be the mindset.
Yeah. This is not a load management league. Thanks for the call, though, Steve. Appreciate you, man. Dennis is in Reston. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm real good. I even got a couple things written down, and I'm not going to waste your time with it. If you want to hear what my blame pie is,
let's do it. Fire away. You've been on hold a while.
Yeah. I call it 50% players. I call it 25% on coaching, so we got 75 right there, and then I'm going to throw the other 25 on Adam Peters. All right, players whether or not they're good players or not, everybody should step up, and everybody just slept. They weren't prepared to play. They played horribly, and that's both on offense and defense. Coaches can do what they can do. They made some mistakes, I'm sure, in a lot of our games this week. You know, I'm throwing 25% on the coaches. And I'm just going to spread that out throughout the whole coaching staff, whether it's an assistant coach, an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw 25% on them. Adam Peters, because, you know, guys, I'm going to tell you, and I'm sure a lot of people agree with me on this one, how can you – bring all these guys in and they're in the offensive line and the defensive line. And I'm right there. If you're not beating them in the trenches, you're not going to win a football game or you're not going to win too many of them. And our offensive line last night was just, I don't have any words in the defensive line and our defensive secondary. Our secondary is like, they might as well have been almost a college level team. College level team last night. They were horrible. And then Brian, I got a particular question for you. Mm-hmm. And I've been waiting a long time to ask this question. If this goes back, and I don't know if you watched it real closely or not yet, the kickoff, the first kickoff of the game when Luke got hurt. Okay, did you see? I mean, we just didn't look prepared. He got slammed. I mean, that guy went right through whoever was supposed to be blocking right there. It doesn't really matter who at this point, but there was an assignment missed there, wasn't there, Brian?
It looked like the one guy wanted it more than the other.
So is that what you just one guy just wanted it more than you
well,
know?
Well, yeah, whether it's an assignment blown or a missed block, he didn't make the block.
Because Luke, because if you remember that, he just got pile drive, man. He got piles, and that guy was way bigger, and it seemed like somebody should have. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it, and that's what I have to say. It's really bad, and I hope they can get a grip on it.
Thanks for the call, so, Dennis. Appreciate
you guys.
You
thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Appreciate it, bro. Dude, no sweat. Thanks. Chris is in Chantilly. What's up, Chris?
How you guys doing?
We're doing.
I'm tired. So the Redskins won their last Super Bowl January 26th of 92. I came into this world. My birthday was January 29th of 92. So all I've known is pain, excluding last year. But even then, there were some, like, background things that were going on. Anyways, with this team, Jaden was so good last year that he atoned for a lot of the sins, especially the defense. And all of that came to a head once we played the Eagles. I thought it was malpractice last night having Jaden still out there. I have no idea why Mariota wasn't in there. If you remember the Dallas and Broncos game, if I do remember, Dak was taken out and Joe Milton was put in because they knew their game was out of reach. And Dallas has more offensive talent currently right now than Washington does, and I know that some of that's due to injuries too. But I just don't understand Dan's thinking on it. Like, are you trying to keep the score gap a little bit closer to get him to the end zone so it looks a little bit better on paper? I don't know, but sometimes I just think rooting for this team is a mental illness, and I'll go turn on the TV, and who am I going to watch? The Wizards? No. The Caps are struggling. The Nats are rebuilding. Jaden, protect the man at all costs, but if people keep making these kinds of reckless decisions with him, it's going to cost us long-term, and that's really just what I'm concerned about. I knew we were going to lose the game with how bad the defense has been playing this year and last year. I know we've had more injuries, but I don't know. I'm just depressed, and I really don't know when it's going to change or when it's going to get better. So,
how old are you?
I am 33.
Okay. How long did you hang around the other stuff?
Shoot, we're way late. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I got a break, dude. That's my bad. All right. Left hand up. Appreciate you, Chris. Right, if you're on hold, stay there. We're taking calls the whole last hour. Nobody go anywhere. Bears.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Terluga just tweeted. Barry Svrluga, the king of tweed, by the way. If you've never seen Barry in tweed, you're not living.
Tweed?
Tweed. He looks good in tweed, dog. Barry just tweeted, the Jaden Daniels injury and the decision behind it dominate discussion today. Here, however, are the Commanders' defensive rankings. Expected points added, EPA, 29th. There's only 32 teams. Yards per play, they give up 6.2 yards per play, 30th. There's only 32 teams. Yards per game, 28th. Again, only 32 teams. Net yards per pass attempt, 32nd. How many teams are there, Brian?
32.
Pass yards per game, 29th. Yeah. They're giving up 254 per game through the air. And if you look at this four-game losing streak, those numbers are even worse. Yeah. All right, we're doing phones the remainder of the show. Jeff, I need you to tell me line six. Give me an idea on that pronunciation. But we're going to go to Ray in Fredericksburg. What's up, Ray?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good, man.
Hey, I've been a fan of the Redskins since 1961. And last year was the first year since 92 that we've been able to cheer for the team. But I've been there watching them every week. And I've never seen such poor coaching as far as I'm concerned. And I've never seen such poor play. I feel the defense is terrible, which I've just heard you all telling that we were 28, 29, 30th, whatever, for different things. And I agree. The secondary is awful. And I think we're getting too many people that are on the end of their careers into the team. And when we're building, we should be getting young players that are ready to be molded and built into a great team like the Redskins used to be. I call them the Redskins still. I'm sorry if they're incorrect. I'll call them the Commanders.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. I think the phone cut out there. Let's go to Dejon in D.C. Dejon, what's up, dude?
Yo, what's up, bro?
What up, man?
How y'all feeling, man? Give me a second. I'm putting my food down. Man, I was just woke up devastated this morning, man. I'm like, we had to watch that game and go down with the ship, man. But if I had to place blame, which is hard to do, I'm not gonna give too much to the coaching staff, man. I'm gonna put more on like the players. I'm gonna go like 80% players, and just like maybe 20% training staff, man, just because, like, the coaches, they can do their job only to a certain amount. But enthusiasm and effort is just 100% on players, man. And when we was playing yesterday, it was just like it was no drive at all. It was no, like, we getting false starts on our home field. You know what I'm saying? We, like, even the play when Burton scored the long touchdown, like, Quan Martin – You right there, right for a tackle. You don't wrap up. That's like fundamental football, dog. It's just like y'all not playing with like effort and just like no culture. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's the thing that Terry McLaurin really brought to our organization, and it was hurt when he missed that training camp because it was like he was the last person to wear that Indian on his helmet or who just can like embody what it was to be like, I hate to say a Redskin, but just like a part of our organization. And it's like right now when we in this era of change, everybody's looking for like the new regime, when it's like, nah, we need to understand we are a pivotal franchise. Like we are a franchise who was on the top of a mountain for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't nobody there now, even though we got veterans on our team, but there's nobody there to be like, man, this is Redskin football, or this is Commander football to say, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, on the other end, on the training staff, it's like, bruh, injuries are part of the game, but the amount of injuries we are having and just, like, the repetitiveness, it's like, come on, who is out here working these people out, or is the players taking accountability to get in there after the game's over and get their recovery, their rehab going? Because it's just like, ain't nobody, like, our team is severely undersized if you compare it to the rest of the league. Ain't nobody, we getting pushed off the ball super easy. You know what I'm saying? Our linemen don't look like linemen. They look like you said, they just coming 2 years out of college. Like, they ain't, you know what I'm saying? We got veterans. They've been playing for years, and everybody is, like, super underdeveloped. It's like, they need to get in there and do push-ups or just something need to be figured out on what's going on in the training staff that we are keep getting the same type of
injury. It worked
for
Jeff. Just doing push-ups.
I ain't going to say just push-ups, but you know what I mean, man. It's like, if you compare the size of our team to the size of regular NFL teams, we are small off the ball. It's like, what are we doing in the off season to wrap up or just to make sure, like, all right, our players coming out limber, they ain't going to keep getting hamstring injuries every week. We are losing players at an alarming rate.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, bro. Thanks.
All right, man.
B-Mitch, you got time for a funny typo?
Yeah.
What is a city next to Gaithersburg that starts with a G?
Germantown?
Yeah, Germantown.
Yeah.
Jeff wrote Germanyown.
Man.
Tony is in Germanyown. Man. What's up, Tony?
What's up, Tony?
That's funny. Germantown. Yeah. So I was at the game last night, and honest to God, if it wasn't for Art Monk's halftime retirement, I probably would have left the game at halftime. I stayed a quarter too long. I stayed to the end of the fourth, so I wasn't even there for the Jaden injury. As far as my blame pie go, I'm going to go 30% on the coaches because it's your job to coach up the team and get them in place. I'm going 70% on Adam Peters because he picked the players the coaches got to deal with. We had, the third most money last year in free agency. And I'm not saying go out there and go completely crazy and try to get all top of the tier guys. But he went, in my opinion, bargain bin shopping and got this. We are slower this year. We got guys that really – no one else really wanted on the team or whatever. The only highlights he got were Debo and Tumsel. Cool. But after that, who do we get? Then he tried to play with Terry with the muddy situation and tried to pull his buff like, hey, look at our wide receiver run. We good without – we can be all right without you. Blew up in your face, Adam Peters. He has got to do better and spend money and just get some game-changing people. It's the complete opposite of what the Philadelphia Eagles does, and I hate even using them. You saw what happened with that year that Hurts became the starter for the first time. They made the playoffs. What did Lurie do? He went out there and got players to help Jalen Hurts get better, and he helped that defense get better. This all falls back on Adam Peters 100%. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Thanks, Tony. Hold it down in Germanyown.
Germanyown.
The B-Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day. Ooh. Landfill asked a pretty simple one. Who played worse yesterday, the offense or the defense? For me, the offense wasn't good, but the defense was awful. I would vote defense every time on that. The B-Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. B, who would you say was worse yesterday?
Out of who?
Offense or the defense?
I'm going defense. Well, I'm going offense, man. I need to see more points. I mean, defense get blamed all the time. The offense wasn't good for me.
Offense was not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the poll results, Landy?
People think the defense was worse.
Yeah. I mean, that is a race to the bottom right there, trying to figure that out. What is not a race to the bottom is the weather right now. The camera says it's about to get cold next week. It was warm over the weekend. I think it went up over 70 on Sunday. With these warm days and chilly nights, it's that time of year. Time to schedule a $99. CK told us with the new show structure, there would be bumps. Warm days, chilly nights. Yep, it's that time of year. Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with my guys, the five-star heating experts over at Crop Metcalf. My wife and I love them. They've taken really good care of our house. Whenever we have something come up, we call them. They take care of it. Here's the deal. Now for just $99, a Crop Metcalf certified five-star technician will inspect both your heating and cooling systems in one visit, making sure everything is running smooth. No matter what that gets thrown at you from Mother Nature, Crop Metcalf could take care of you, catching small issues before they turn into major costly repairs. Take it from me, a quick call to Crop Metcalf is a small move now that could save you big when the temperatures really flip. Do yourself a favor. Do what I always do. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com to schedule your appointment today. Crop Metcalf is the home of the five-star technician. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Hadn't been a day full of highlights, but I have a new highlight of my day.
What's that?
Well, the fact that you're in the YouTube chat arguing with somebody named Mozzarella Sticks.
I'm not arguing with him. I'm just having a conversation with him. Like, people like to just all of a sudden show up and talk about things as if nothing else ever happened, and I'm just pointing it out to him. And he wants me to answer his question, but I'm not going to answer your question because you didn't talk last year, so I don't want to hear from you right now. But football talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
There you have it. All right, we got three calls left. I'm getting everybody in like I said I would. Man of my word. Greg is in Southeast. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how's that going? This is my Monday morning vent. I think Jaden Hurts, Daniels. I think Mama's boy needs to stop eating these California salads, and he needs to bulk up and get in that weight room. He's too thin. He's 6'3", 6'4", and he's very slim.
Yeah. All right, man.
And
Cairo is in Ashburn. What's up, Cairo?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Try to keep it brief here. Injuries are part of the game. They happen. And Jaden staying in, that's all chin music to me. Like, you know, a job, if I'm hired to do a job, I'm expected to be there no matter how crappy it is. You know, that's, I can't just say, man, this sucks, I quit. You know, or I could, and I'm just not going to have a job. As for Blaine, like, I don't know. I don't know if Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are on the same page, because where's Kane Medrano? Where's this Kohu guy? Where's Tyler Owens? Where's these guys that are like athletic and fast? Like, where's Jordan McGee? We need to see these guys out there.
Jordan's on the field. Really, he was on the field yesterday, David, and the week before, all that. He's been out there lately.
Well, I'm glad to see Jordan McGee, but there's still, like, point stand. There's a lot of other people that are out that haven't been out there. You know, I haven't seen Johnny Newton much. Kane Medrano, I haven't seen at all. You know, I was glad to see Coleman back because I think he did great last year, but I understand Tunsil's in his position. So it's like, I don't blame Adam Peters for it because the pieces he picked don't really get a chance to go out there. It seems like Dan Quinn has his guys, and if you're not one of them for whatever reason, you know, you're not really given an opportunity. But that's just, you know, that's just one guy's opinion. You know, who am I really? So.
I mean, you're allowed to have an opinion, bro. We appreciate you calling. At this point in the year, It's absolutely time for the younger guys to start building towards whatever may be coming down the road. So you're not wrong about that. At 3-6 with a 1% chance of making the playoffs, you're right about that. Riding a 4-game losing streak where you're giving up 40 a game. Ed is in Hagerstown to close out the calls. What's up, Ed?
Yeah, I have to look at it this way. I think we drank the Kool-Aid way too early on this team. They played very well last year. They beat the expectations. But then, you know what? I look at it, it is 100% administration and 100% heart. The team lacks heart, and the administration has to stroke the heart to get it going. It's not happening, but the fact is, everybody puts down, oh, they lost. Well, you know what? The other teams wanted it more than the Commanders did, period. Simple as that. They wanted it more. They did it. And the Commanders didn't put forth the effort, and it goes from the top to the bottom. And that's why I look at it. I am a Charger fan, but I also look at the perspective of games. You know what? We may suck, but you know what? We're competitive. That's all I ask for in any team, any franchise. Be competitive. So, gentlemen, have a good afternoon.
Peace.
Thanks, dude. Oh, boy, what a day. It's a new week, new chance to win some money. Landfill, let's make some bets. Let's turn the page.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
All right, new week. We got Yo, we haven't had a second to discuss this. The World Series was freaking awesome.
Yes,
I don't know if anybody watched those games over the weekend.
Yeah, it was good.
Just really, really fun to watch. Excellent baseball.
They played it in game six. Charging it, boom, hit through the guy out of second. They have people in scoring position.
Totally.
They could have lost it, boom, they shut it down.
I mean, even in game seven, the play at the plate was incredible. Yeah. The catch in center was incredible. It was awesome, awesome World Series. I really enjoyed watching it. Yamamoto's a dude. All right, let's make some bets. We got Cardinals-Cowboys tonight. I think a lot of people would like to see Dallas lose. That might be helpful.
I'm taking a Marvin Harrison Jr. touchdown.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Cowboys money line, Javonte Williams touchdown.
Is that a parlay?
That's a parlay, baby. Ooh, parlay season.
Landfill. It's also college basketball season. Duke is playing Baylor right now. I would not have expected that game to be on at, whatever, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But here we are. Hey, unless this is like a replay or something.
Hey, back, baby.
I believe that's women's basketball.
Yeah, okay. It is.
It's kind of far away. I'm kind of blind. It's still basketball. I didn't say anything incorrect.
You are a funny boy.
What do you got then, Hotshot White Brian? We haven't heard from you all damn day. Your coach just got fired.
Yeah, but the best team in men's college basketball plays tonight. Auburn Tigers minus 24 and a half.
They're going to fall apart without the coach.
They got his son.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Bethune-Cookman.
Oh, yeah, they should beat them by 24 and a half. They probably won't, though.
What do you like tonight, B?
I'm looking. Take my time on this one. Take your time, young man. Mama used to say.
I am not going to take my time. I like the Cardinals tonight. Give me the points. 3.5. Arizona's a wreck. I like Rex. What, Jeffrey? Jeff, what? I'm watching the clock. I'm on this.
I wasn't even talking to you.
Give me the Lakers. Like, give me the Lakers. And the Clippers.
We were waiting. The all L.A. parlay.
Yeah.
B-Mitch going to the West Coast, baby. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today.
Lakers plus 3.5.
Yeah, Landfill. Yeah. Sure White Brian. White Brian's just going to write down caps. Yeah, that's how he operates.
You know it.
Thank you to Santana Moss. Thank you to all the calls today. We're going to get through it together. A true misery Monday on the Fan, but we will persevere. We're back tomorrow. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thanks, everybody that watched on Monumental. Fun first day of TV.
Yes.
You made it this far. I'll eat beer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.